My name is Nina Vincent, and I worked at Chiquita Processing Plant in West Salem. Well, you know, at first, when I first started working there, we continually have, you know, individual farmers would be bringing in their product. And you would see, each individual farmer coming in and caring about their product and what they brought in. But then as Chiquita took over, then it was, they had made where they had their own trucking company. And they had their own pickers. And they had their own processing area, you know. And so then they spoke with the farmers, had meetings with the farmers that, okay, we pick our own product. We transport our own product. And so that kind of pushed the farmers out of that whole scene as far as seeing them coming in every day with their product. Mm-hmm. And so then that's where Chiquita then would be, you know. You know, they were the main control of that, you know, of what brought it come in and when it came in, and, you know, and the drivers, they hired people to bring it in for them and to pick it also.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So I worked there 20-some years. You know, I worked there like 13 years or so, 13 and a half years. It was not the fact that it was just a plant closing. It was our family, and everybody was losing that. It wasn't that we were just losing work.
Right.
But I worked there 20-some years. You know, I worked there like 13 years or so, 13 and a half years. It was not the fact that it was just a plant closing. It was our family, and everybody was losing that. It wasn't that we were just losing work.
Right.
And though, you know, they had given us warning, it's just unbelievable that a company could close that and put that many people out of a job and just seem so uncaring about it. It makes me sick to see that it could happen. And it could happen to anybody. You see all the companies going overseas, and I don't understand how they can, I mean, I can understand the almighty dollar, and I can understand them making it more, but I can't, I mean, in the long run, what do they think that it's going to happen to this country if that does happen? You know, I mean, I understand making money. I mean, that's what they're in the business for, but I don't understand. You know, they don't realize that's a reflection off of our country also, that we feel that we have to go overseas to have our products produced.